stream.
Okay. This is the meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Today is June 11, 2018. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the committee. And we are about to call the roll, but our secretary hasn't come on the meeting yet. So does anybody else would want to volunteer to call the roll?
I can do that. Joseph.
Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
Joseph Davis, I am present. Jan Goodman. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Tony Leon.
Present.
Hello, Nancy here. My apologies.
Welcome, Nancy. Joseph is calling the roll in the meantime.
Okay, great. Thank you, Joseph.
Okay, Tom Livingston.
Tom, okay. I think, will not be on tonight.
Okay. Yeah, Nwangaza. Mansoor Sabah.
Hi, sir.
Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Errol Travis.
Here.
I have seven present, Chair.
Oh, that's quorum. Okay, I sent out a very quick draft agenda. Did everybody get it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda or amendments to the draft agenda?
So moved.
Motion to approve. Okay. Let me read it for the benefit of those out there who are listening. Point number one is roll call 2 minutes, which we just did. Point number two, agenda approval 5 minutes. Point number three, minutes approval 10 minutes. If there are minutes, of course. Point number four. Well, I misnumbered it. The second three is four. Excuse me. Discussion of recovery plan document and recommendations 90 minutes, and point number four, which is really point number five, motions postponed from previous meeting, 10 minutes. And we are set to adjourn at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Are there any objections or amendments to the proposed agenda?
Janet, I have a question, and question and then an amendment, I think.
What is your question, Janet?
So the item number four, motions postponed from previous meeting, does that include Joseph's motion for strategic planning committee tonight?
Yes. I wasn't sure if there were other motions to postpone. That's why I made it more general, but yeah, it would certainly include Joseph's motion.
Okay, so I move that Joseph's motion come before the or after the minutes approval.
Okay.
And I'd like to motivate.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard. Yes, I'm working. I'm working on this right
can
now.
People mute.
Yeah, and I'm planning to be there tomorrow, but not there.
Could
Alex, I don't think she can hear us to mute it.
Wow. Okay. Joseph's motion. Well, the listeners don't know what it is, I guess, is a specific, has specifically to do with finances and some action on them. And so I think, and since we're in a financial crisis, I think that, I mean, that would be kind of part of the financial repayment plan, which we don't have. We're talking about a recovery plan, and that includes talking about restructuring and a whole bunch of things like that, which to me, we have to take care of monetary matters before any kind of discussion of restructuring, because if we don't take care of those financial matters, we won't have anything to restructure. So I think it's urgent that we start with something like Joseph's motion.
Okay. So we have a proposal to move the Joseph's motion that was postponed at the last meeting before a general discussion of the recovery plan. Are there any objections? Okay, then seeing there's no objections, we'll do that. So the we'll consider the Joseph's postpone motion after minutes approval.
Alex, this is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. Did you want to add something?
I was just looking at the time, and we don't have to be too religious about the time, but I was thinking instead of 90-10, if we kind of just divided it up more 50-50, you know, 45 and 45 or something, or 50 minutes each, because I don't think 10 minutes would necessarily be enough for me, but at the same time, I want to give us a generous amount of time to kind of cover both subjects. So that's my proposal.
I was kind of considering your motion as mostly non-controversial, so I don't know why it would take that much time to discuss, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's controversial.
Okay, how about... can we do a compromise? Can we devote 30 minutes to Joseph's motion?
I'm good with that.
That's fine with me.
Joseph, okay. Could you resend it right now? Because I'm drowning in papers and in the middle of moving, so just help me. Thank you.
Okay, so if we do 30 minutes of Joseph's motion, that'll leave 60 minutes or so for the discussion of the financial recovery plan. Well, I'm calling it a recovery plan. It's more than a financial recovery plan. Yeah. So are there any other changes, proposals?
Yeah, Tony, question?
Yes, Tony.
So 30, if I understand it right, 30 minutes for Joseph's, 60 minutes for discussion of recovery, and 10 minutes for your... Is that right?
There's no other 10 minutes once we... You're looking at the postponed from previous meeting 10 minutes, but that the only one I'm aware of is Joseph. Is there any other motion that was postponed?
Okay. I thought that you had one, too. Okay.
I did not have a motion, no.
Okay.
I was looking for some motions to come out of the meeting, but I did not actually propose any specific motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I move to accept the agenda as amended.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay.
Alex, this is Janet.
I have a point of information. This is Carol.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. I thought that's what mine was, a question.
Okay, I'm not sure which one of you should go first. Okay, I guess I heard Janet first, so go ahead.
Would you like me to be a timekeeper for the items?
Sure.
Would you like somebody, and then I'm volunteering?
Yes, that would be good, yes.
Okay, that's my question.
Thank you. Carol?
I am confused because I've seen two different things from Joseph, and I'm not very organized right at this month. And so are we talking about this narrow thing, Joseph, the collecting of information from the EDs, or were you talking about the centralization of finances? Because you had a motion on that earlier.
Alex, may I speak?
I was under the impression we were talking about the gathering of information, but go ahead, Joseph.
No, you're right. That was exactly it. After I talked to some people, there was a lot of questions, and I think that we need the information first, so yes.
Well, I have no objection to that. I thought you were talking about the motion that you had put forward, in a previous meeting that was a more detailed centralization motion. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. Madam Secretary, do we have any minutes to approve? Nancy, that was a question for you.
Maybe she's answering.
I apologize. I was muted. I'm still working on it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I understand.
I was working on it. I didn't want to send them incomplete. Okay.
Okay. Do you need maybe some assistance in finishing up the minutes? Maybe we can get a volunteer to help you.
Sure. Yep.
Let's see.
I had a lot of promised things to written things. Sure.
Oh, okay.
If anybody else would like to volunteer to be secretary, that would be great. But I intend to complete that. I just haven't yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's take this offline. But I can help to some extent, and maybe other members of the committee would also want to pitch in.
Sure.
This is Janet.
Oh, yes, Janet.
I'm not volunteering. I just wanted to remind Nancy that I did send her my notes for one of the meetings.
Yes, I have those. And I sent those. Those are the ones that I did send, but I don't know if people wanted to approve the first meeting's minutes. Those have been sent a long time ago, and I think I don't know if people have read them. I haven't sent them again, but if you want to wait until if you want me to send them again and then vote on them, I can do that.
I think you're right, but I don't remember. I don't remember them, and I don't know where they are in my files.
I only sent them once after the first meeting, and I haven't sent them again. So I can do that.
All right. Let's see if we can just get a full set of minutes to approve for the next meeting, including that one.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we really do need to do that. Okay. So I guess we need to go on to the next item, and that's the motion that we postponed from the last meeting, Joseph's motion. Joseph, do you want to read your motion?
Sure. Here, hang on. is that we ask the ED to immediately ask each station and the central office to produce a brief report to describe financial practices at that unit. We are asking for approximately 1 to 2 hours of work from one knowledgeable person at each unit on this issue. To the degree possible, the report should describe for each financial function that happens at that unit the yearly hours paid staff to spend to accomplish that function, the fees, office supplies, other expenses needed to accomplish that function, and the overall amount of money being processed and the net return. Also give some indication if this yearly work is constant, like paying utility bills, or does it occur in surges like pledge drives or premium shipments. The items should at a minimum cover 1, pledge drive donations, 1A by credit card, 1B by check, 1C by cash, 2, fundraisers, 2A, organized by regular paid staff, 2B, organized by the LSB development and similar committees, and C, nationally, 3, grants or gifts, 4, payment of utility bills, 5, payment of rents, leases, tower rents, or other monthly permanent payments, 6, payments to central office, 7, payments or of debts or other monthly that can complete with in some period expected, like a loan that you pay off at some point. Audit, CPB, and other reporting. 9, the EDCFO should include FJC factors that should be met. 10, in hope of future CPB funding, a means to facilitate CPB grants. And last, that the report should be signed with an email and telephone and other contact information of the person producing the report so that we could have follow-up information. That's it.
Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Okay.
Janet. Janet for the stack, but should Joseph motivate? Or can he motivate?
Yes, Joseph should. Joseph, would you care to motivate this motion?
I just wanted to, brief motivation. I tried to make this list. I realize there's some things maybe you think are bad, but maybe things more than likely you'd want to add, so I'm open to that. I think that, it's like I don't know, Carol and me, I don't know what's going on in KPFA that may be good, and you don't know what's going on in KPFT that may be good, and if we all, the trouble is none of us know what's going on in the other stations. We're lucky to know what's going on our own. So if we can get this information and we see some good practices that maybe we can replicate through all the stations, if we see some bad practices and have some alternatives, then that would be a good way to get rid of some bad practices. So one way or the other, whether we're going to do any kind of a centralization plan, which we talked about. There's also what the motion from the PNB about having some other financial people come in and do some work. One way or another, information will serve us in making plans and them in accomplishing work. I think that's why we should try to get some good information. Thank you.
Okay. Carol?
I'm not going to oppose this. I just want to make a couple of points about it. One is that in some stations, it's going to be a lot more than a couple of hours. I mean, there's a big difference if you have a big staff, if you have a big payroll, if you have, millions of dollars coming in, as opposed to, thousands of dollars coming in over the course of a year. And so it may be a lot more work, and that's one point. And the second point is that what I'm really interested in having is the balance sheets, and that's something that I don't think the general managers can give us. That's something that we're going to need the financial people we're going to hire to get under control, because at this point I think we really do not ever have a sense of how much money we actually have. Anyway.
Okay. Janet?
Okay, so I have an amendment that I'm going to email. I'll explain it first. It's basically just an amendment to the first paragraph. So first of all, the we, I'm assuming, refers to the Strategic Planning Committee. And the this committee cannot have the ED or anybody else do anything. This is an advisory committee. So that's one thing that, you know, when I read what I've changed or what I'm wanting to amend, you'll understand that. Another thing is that basically most, if not, well, most of the items that Joseph listed are budget items, and there's no budgets as far as I know. Maybe there are, but there aren't any approved fiscal year 2018 budget, and I've wondered, you know, what are the stations, the units, using to operate from, in terms of what expenses they have and also what, you know, how much revenue they need to cover the expenses. So that's another. Related to that, Joseph says he has each station and the central office. Well, there are seven units, so it's, you know, there's PRA, which is another unit. So I would replace station with unit. The last thing is that there's no due date. You know, it's just left up in the air. So I made up a date, and I'm saying July 23rd. That would be the date of the second Strategic Planning Committee meeting in July. So let me read my language, and then I'll email it. The strategic planning. Sorry? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Strategic Planning Committee recommends the PNB direct the ED to immediately ask each unit and the central office, which is sort of redundant, to produce by July 23rd the fiscal year 2018 budget they have been working from, and with that, a brief report to describe financial practices at that unit for each line item and other items below not in the budget. We are asking for, and the rest is the same, we are asking for approximately 1 or 2 hours work from one knowledgeable person at each unit on this issue. So I'm emailing it now.
I know other people haven't spoken yet. I'd like to speak, and you can put me down on the list, Alex, if somebody else wants to speak.
Does anybody else want to speak first?
You can,
and we have an amendment offered for Joseph's motion.
Yeah, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
Oh, I think Carol was ahead of me.
Well, but Carol spoke already, so I'll give you the first.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you the first, and then Carol could speak.
So I think what Joseph is asking for, like Janice said, a lot of this is already, at least as far as my station goes, I've seen it in the finance committee meeting budget. So maybe if we can get a standardized format that everyone could follow, then that information will come available more easily. Because one thing that probably should try to avoid doing is having people be redundant, because we just don't have the staff and the resources to be duplicating and be repeating reports and repeating information going out. So that's one suggestion I have for the items under these items at a minimum, cover, you know, 1 through 10. The first paragraph, when Joseph says, to the degree possible, to say the brief report to describe financial practices at the unit, we are asking for approximately 1 to 2 hours of work from one knowledgeable person at each unit on this issue. To the degree possible, the report should describe for each financial function happens at the unit, yearly hours paid staff spend to accomplish that function. Fees, office fund. Okay, and that too, if we could make it, if we could format it, Joseph, if you could format it in a standard way that everyone could look at and plug in, and just plug in information to the extent that they have it, I think we could get the answers that you're looking for. If you get the at all, because that part looks like you're asking for what it payroll basically, what it cost us, you know, what people are doing, what we're paying them to do it, and whether it's feasible, the feasibility. So that's what that looks like to me. I could be wrong. If you can answer that.
But that's, Chair, that's point of... Yeah, this is Janet, point of order?
What is your point of order, Janet?
So the discussion or the debate is supposed to be about the amendment.
Yes.
So. I'm sorry. I got disconnected, so I didn't get to hear your amendment. My phone disconnected. I had to log back in. I'm sorry.
I emailed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't receive your email yet. Okay, hopefully it's coming soon.
Did anybody?
Carol?
Okay. I think it would be useful, Alex, all of us, I guess Alex, Janet, Tony, all of us, if we are a little loosey-goosey here and not be so rigid unless at some point it requires it. That is that I think talking about the whole thing is useful. But, okay, on the amendment, and after getting my attention focused on what we were talking about properly rather than the big proposal that Joseph made some meetings ago, after hearing Janet and also hearing Tony, I agree that we are not in a position to ask an ED. You can't have a lot of people giving people assignments. And so all the language about that and the unit and so forth, that's all fine. And I see that as housekeeping rather than a policy question that should take up a lot of our time. But I do want to say something on the whole substance of it. And if I can't say that now because I just have to talk about the amendment, I'll say the amendment language is fine, but I want to say something about the substance.
Well, we're being a little loose here, so go ahead.
Thank you. I think that what Tony was pointing out is right, and also as Janet went through the stuff, we are in a situation where I think everyone understands, including the ED or the IED or whatever, because we're trying to get financial information, that getting together the budgets and the finances in order and the audits and so on is a priority. And I think that some of the detail, Joseph, you asked for, like office supplies and so on, could take a lot of time, not just a couple of hours from some person in some of the stations. And I think that we should it would be better if we just indicated that we support the necessity to take action to get our budgets are in place and our financial functioning and audits in place, rather than asking for an extra report. Because I do think, as Tony said, that and also that Janet said, that a lot of this stuff would be in budgets. And I don't want to take time away from people who are working on the budgets to do an extra report, which at some stations might take 2 hours, but at other stations might take several days. Anyway.
Joseph, it's
let me just put in my two cents on this. I kind of agree with Carol here. I think that the intent of this motion is good, and but we need to be a little flexible because basically we're trying to get information from all the business units about their operations and how much of their resources are devoted to this item and that item in terms of their finances. But if we make the request too rigid, it could really be, you know, we could be really causing a problem. Some of the business units, they may not have the resources to do this properly in any reasonable length of time, and we don't want to, burden the business units right now when their resources are already stretched. So I'd prefer if we had a little bit of built flexibility in this request. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but maybe somebody else has some ideas. I think I heard Joseph wanting the floor. So.
And Janet, I'd like to get on the stack again.
Yeah, Joseph, then Janet.
All right. I like most everything in Janet's amendment, except maybe the part about budget line items, because kind of like what Carol said, maybe that's making them try to look at too many different things. I'm perfectly happy to strike a line where it says office supplies and just say all I'm really interested in knowing is how many man hours and what does it cost to get a function done. And maybe a little simplification there. I was just trying to cover the bases when I wrote this up. And we're not trying to change, again, we're just trying to get some good information on what's going on. However, it concerns me that if something is going on at a station that is so complex, they can't describe it in 2 hours. And I've worked at a business where I had to describe all the functions going on, and usually it takes about 20 minutes. Then that in itself tells us they've got serious problems, the fact that it's that difficult to report. In which case, they actually need to spend the time. So I think as long as their practices are reasonable, and again, if they're not doing something about how to handle credit cards, that's fine. They can just say, well, we're not really dealing with that. Okay, fine. But to give me the information that you have, and it should be approached in that way. And as Carol said, the ED should be able to work with the people who he contacts at the stations, say, look, get us a report, tell us what you know, and get us that. And just try to be as detailed as possible within the parameters. And if we can write it up in such a way that, and the reason I put these items in there was to give us at least a general idea of what we're looking for, whether they cover it or not. Okay? Let's go.
Actually, I have a question for Nancy. Nancy, when is the next Open National Board meeting?
This Thursday.
Oh, I thought we just going to have a closed meeting this Thursday.
Well, we're going to have a closed meeting followed by an open meeting, and it's a special meeting to deal with the audit.
Okay. So would it be appropriate for the Strategic Planning Committee to present recommendations at this meeting?
Well, I could see that there could be something related to this, having to do with the audit, because the audit looks at the different stations' operations, internal controls, and so if it's something to deal with the audit, that could be, that could come up at this meeting.
Okay. So let's see if we can get the let's see if we have consensus on this. Let's see if we can get it on the agenda for the next meeting then.
Tony, to the staff.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
Nancy again. Sorry, the next regular PMB meeting, that one would be July 6th. To answer your other, I guess, maybe that was the question you're asking, the next regular meeting.
July 5th.
Okay, all right.
So, Alex, I thought I was next on the stack.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so my amendment, back to my amendment, it asks for a budget. And budgets are way past due. I mean, way, way, way past due. So, I mean, that should at least be something that should be able to be produced. And the way that I... the language in the amendment, basically, you know, and the listing that Joseph has, those are mainly line items in the budget. So once you have the budget, you just go through the budget, each line item, and is there a process, and or, you know, how much work goes into doing that particular line item. So it's like a breakout of the budget itself, those items that Joseph lists. So the emphasis in my, you know, what I'm trying to say is the emphasis is on the budget, and then, of course, the processes that Joseph is, you know, his emphasis is on how do they, you know, what kind of work goes into those budget items.
That's Carol.
I just want to reply to that. Janet, I don't really see the budget as being equivalent to the list of functions the business units perform. The budget is one thing. I mean, they all sort of work off some kind of an implicit budget. We don't have any approved budgets for 2018.
I know, but that's not what the motion says. It doesn't say, it's not asking for approved budget. It says whatever budget a station is, or a unit is working from. And I mean, I'm assuming there's something. It's not like just off somebody, the top of somebody's head that people, that, you know, payments are made or, you know, that kind of thing. And but if you go through Joseph's list, the first one is pledge drive donations. That's by credit card. I mean, that's membership. You know, that's one of the line items. Fundraisers, that's also in the budget. Grants or gifts, that's in the budget. Payment of utility bills, that's in the budget, et cetera. You know, that's my point.
Carol.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard Carol. Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
I just sent a substitute motion, which is the Strategic Planning Committee supports the intense focus of the ED in getting arms around all the financial issues at each of the units in the national office to enable them and us to get current balance sheets, budgets, and audits underway to enable us to function properly.
Chair, Janet, point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
Well, it's kind of too late now, but I thought Tony was next on the stack.
I honestly don't recall. Anyway, we now have a substitute motion. Let's take a new stack for who wants to speak on the substitute motion.
Janet.
And
Janet, Joseph, and Tony, did you want to speak on this?
Not on the substitute. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
What's the time check?
Good question.
one moment. 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Okay. Well. Okay. Janet, you're first. Go ahead.
Well, this to me doesn't seem like a motion. It's more like a motivation, or it's very general, and it's kind of, to me, again, it seems like a motivation to have something done. It's not, what it says is what should be the case anyway, or is the case anyway, so I don't know why a motion would be needed. But, okay. So anyway, it's...
Okay, that's... So I gather you're opposed to the substitute. Okay. Joseph?
Reading the substitute, my whole purpose in the original motion, it's not about getting specific numbers. It's about getting processes so that we can look at them to see what we can fix. This would give us absolutely no information to fix anything, so I think I objected on that grounds. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion on the substitute motion? Okay. We have to – let's take a vote.
How about finding if anybody's in favor of it but me? Because I'll withdraw it if that's the case.
Well, Carol, personally, I think it's just too it really is too general. I was looking for something more some language that gives a little bit more flexibility to the original motion, but this one is just sort of goes too far in the other direction, I think.
Let's not waste time on voting on it if everybody feels that way. Let's just move on. We've got, this is, you know, an important committee, and we've got a lot of work, so.
Okay, I appreciate that. Is there any objection then to withdrawing this motion? Okay. Then the motion is off the table. And we go back to the consideration of Janet's amendment. Janet, can you, I would like to offer an amendment to your motion. And it would be a very simple one, just somewhere, somewhere in the document, I'd like to put in the clause something like where possible, so that the people who are asking to gather this information understand that if they don't have it readily available, we're not asking them to go crazy and turn their stations upside down looking for it. We're just trying to get some preliminary data to help us understand how their business units operate. Does that make sense?
Janet? Oh, I don't know. Just Joseph, you want to, I could speak to that.
Joseph's here. Alex, can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking about if we just added this phrase to the end of the whole motion, maybe it might help. These specific items may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and something report. I can't read my own writing. The idea being is if we just put something in there to where the ED can, okay, they can take what we've given him, and he wants to strike office supplies, that's fine. He just can make it, you know, just a timely and thorough report within the time frame. You know, so just say add the speech, the specifics required may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and reasonable report. And that way he's...
Okay.
No?
And it sounds okay to me. Do you want to... Can we get that in writing?
Will do.
Janet?
Okay. Janet?
Well, I was thinking more on the line of in the first paragraph where it says to produce by July 23rd, blah, 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 the best effort possible or something, with the best effort possible. Or some, you know, just putting a phrase right there after the, with that.
Well, we can do both. We can have that phrase, and we can have Joseph's amendment, which would give the ED some leeway as to the specifics of the report he's asking for.
That is now sent.
Tony.
Okay. Tony.
I just want to make sure I understand what Joseph is trying to accomplish here. Are you just trying to get an account of labor hours, basically?
May I respond?
Yes, you may respond. Yeah.
It's kind of a both the what are we doing and how much effort and cost and man hours and money, whatever, is it taking us to do it? Because if we just say what we're doing but we don't talk about what it costs, well, they may have a way of doing something at one station and they do the exact same thing at another station with a third of the cost, and I'd like to know that. So I kind of want a little what do you do and how many hours and how much money does it cost you in general? Doesn't have to be precise, but a general kind of analysis of what's going on and what's it costing us.
Okay. I got to be honest with you. In my opinion, I don't think you're going to get that from my station just because I don't think they're really focusing on that. Not that it doesn't, you know, because, well, not that it doesn't need to be done, but it's just a lack of resources. That's going to be like pulling teeth.
I think if we get it from some units, it would be helpful, even if not from yours.
Nancy, yeah, to the staff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing that's going to happen too is that they're going to have to, if they do that, they're going to want to have to admit for lack of better words, they're going to have to want to admit to not doing certain things the way they should be done.
We all already know that.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is people rather... defend rather than admit. So that's I think that's what we're going to be running into. When I've seen this done at other places that I've worked, they usually had an independent person come in, do a time study, a time and place study to do that, and that. And so that's how I've seen it done. But to ask them to do it, to critique themselves, I'm not sure if they're going to want.
Okay. I think I heard Nancy.
I'm not in a position to put in an amendment, but I'm wondering if you would like to add something like asking the financial services that we are preparing to contract with, if that could be designated as one of their tasks to do as soon as possible.
We could do that, but I think that would have to be like a separate motion. And we don't, and maybe that could wait until we actually have a financial service in place.
Joseph, for a moment.
Chair, the time is basically up.
Last comment?
Okay, you can make one last comment, and then we're going to have to vote on these things. Go ahead.
I think Tony makes a good point, and but even if there are some resistance and there are things that we don't get information, we'll learn about what's going on in, from what we don't get as well. And I don't think we're not trying to beat anyone up. Whatever kind of reports, let's see what we get and see what that tells us. But right now, we're in the dark, and I think any information is better than none. Thank you.
Okay, does anybody have the full text with, well, let me just ask, are there any objections to the last amendment? That was Joseph's amendment at the end there. Okay, so there's no objections to that.
Did you send that already in, let's see.
Yeah,
looking.
He did.
Okay, so it's with the specific requirements, maybe modified by the ED part. Okay.
Okay, so if there's no objections, that's that's accepted. Now, then we have to turn to Janet's proposed amendment to the original motion. Are there any objections to that, Janet's amendment with Joseph's
amendment? Can I just say what I did amend my amendment, basically, with what I said. Can I just
yeah,
spell
sure.
that out?
Go ahead and clarify.
Well, I'll just read the first couple of lines. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends the PMB direct the ED to immediately ask each unit and the central office to make the best effort possible to produce by July 23rd, the fiscal year 2018 budget they have been working from, and with that, blah, 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 the same, the rest.
I have an objection.
Okay.
For the reason that Tony said, actually, I think if we just don't mention the budget part, because the moment we start talking about budget line items, it kind of puts it into a different can of worms about what the numbers are as opposed to how the processes go. And right now, we just want to find out about processes, and I don't want that budget in there being used as kind of a stall that makes people not really want to respond to it. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, we have an objection, so let's go to a vote.
Chair?
Could we do it a little differently, Alex?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I was wondering if we could do it a little differently and just take out the clause, if Janet is all right with it, to produce by July 23rd, leave that, and then take out the 2018 budget they have been working from and just go to July 24th, a brief report. So take out that clause. Is that all right, Janet?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to suggest. I mean,
okay.
I don't agree with it, but that's what I was going to suggest. And then keep all the other.
And keep all the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll send it with what Carol just said.
Okay. Joseph, is that acceptable to you?
Sounds great.
Okay, then.
So that also takes out all the each line item language too, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so then I'll ask once more, are there any objections to the amendment as we just sort of fixed it up? Okay, great. So we don't have... So now we have to vote on the main motion as amended. Are there any objections to the Joseph's motion as amended?
Can we see it in writing?
Absolutely, we should. Is anybody working on a final version in writing? Janet, I guess that would be you because you're the one who amended it.
And Jan, did
I
you get
try,
mine?
But I'm working on my mine. Amendment.
Now I'll put it together while you guys start the next section and table it for a few moments.
Okay, we can do that. You want to postpone the vote on this until let's give it a time. Let's postpone for 20 minutes or something.
Perfect.
Okay,
Joseph,
Janet,
I just sent my amended the last one that you'll see.
Janet, could you keep track of when 20 minutes are up and we can come
yes.
back and vote on it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, so then let's go on then to the next agenda item, and that's a discussion of our outline for a strategic recovery plan and what we're going to do with it, basically.
When you're finished, I'd like to be on the stack.
Point of information?
Yes. What is your point of information?
So which document are we referring to and who sent it when? And
well, there's two documents. There's the one that I began, which is the proposal for the strategic planning committee, which you all have a copy of, and then there's been various revisions suggested for that. And then there's Tom's document, considerations for strategic planning.
Yeah, but I mean, where are they? I have different documents on my computer somewhere, and I don't know what we're actually looking at today, right now.
Okay.
Tony sent out Tom's and Alex's yesterday.
I didn't get anything from Tony.
No?
No.
Okay. I'll forward you Tony's, Alex's, and Tom's. Or maybe it's Tom's and Alex's. Does that make sense? Tony, does that make sense?
Yes. Alex's and Tom's.
Okay. I'm going to send to you now, Janet.
No. Can you send it to the strategic planning?
Yes. I'm sending
that,
it
that
now.
Group.
Okay.
To the Google group.
Yes. I'm going to do that now.
Okay.
All right. Terrific.
I sent it at 6:43 p.m. on Sunday.
Tell me, maybe you want.
Yeah. I see it. It says. Briefly review the following motion and mandate of the committee.
What's the subject line?
Strategic plan item.
Items for June 11th meeting.
I don't know.
Okay. If you want, I can give you all a quick summary of the two documents. Would you like me to do that?
Well, Carol, did you send them? I still didn't get them.
I've been answering the things, and when I do that, I have the phone in my hand, and then I have to put it down to type, but it's just about to go, okay?